It's the Astros and Indians in Cleveland wrapping up their three-game series on Thursday. Francisco Lindor would have a good night. In the top of the first inning, Corey Kluber needed some help. Houston loads the bases, Kluber facing Yuli Gurriel.
Been around the block a time or two. Runners go, 3-2, hit in the air, deep right, back is Almonte. And he makes an incredible catch! Abraham Almonte slamming into the wall and hanging on for dear life. The Astros leave him loaded. What a start! Edwin Encarnacion, liftoff, deep, bleachers, gone. And a terrific catch by the fan who brought the glove as the Indians come right back and tie it. Encarnacion's fourth home run of the year. Bloop, right field, trouble. That's going to get down. That's going to score at least one. McCann comes around. Gattis goes to third. On a two-out bloop, RBI double by Alex Bregman, 3-1 Astros. Yeah. Pitching is similar to what we see in other sports. We talk about copycat leagues and things of that nature. Almonte drives one deep, right center. It is gone! A third catch. I think that guy caught the earlier home run. Two solo shots for the Tribe. It's a one-run game. He did.
You have to figure out what pitch he's going to throw you.
There's a high drive. Deep right center field. Gone to Souvenir City. Francisco Lindor, a two-out, two-run homer. And boy, has that changed things in a hurry. The 2-1. Jammed him. Popped it up. Oh, Santana in foul ground. Great. Two away. Josh Reddick, the tying run at third base. Carlos Beltran representing the go-ahead run at first. And now the 2-2. Swung out and missed. He struck him out to end the game. Cody Allen does it again.
The Indians take 2 out of 3 from Houston after a 4-3 victory on Thursday. Corey Kluber picking up his third win, throwing 7 innings, 10 strikeouts. He does walk 4. Cody Allen gets his 5th save. The Indians hit 3 home runs and they beat the Astros 4-3 on Thursday to take 2 out of 3 from Houston. Here's the reaction from manager Terry Francona.
Dude, you talked about Pavelski, last couple of days. Just how tough of an assignment was it, coming in there?
Yeah, I mean, you can tell by the way where they brought him in the situation, how much confidence they have in him, which you can see why. Fortunately, Frankie got one of those, whether split change, whatever you call it, got it up and hit it, because he's got fastball, breakable, deception, not walking anybody. I think we did have one walk. He's tremendous. When you turn the lineup over, guys get another look. Yeah, I do think it helps. I thought tonight he had a real good changeup. There was so much traffic early, but it wasn't like, it was a ball that tipped off his glove. Brant dove for the ball and ends up being a double. Gattis hit a cutter through that. I think he broke his bat. It wasn't like, I agree there was a lot of traffic and a lot going on. I think he had 4 walks. But I thought his stuff was good. And as he got into the game and started using his changeup, he was real good. For him to give us 7, at least it gave us a chance. Yeah, I hope that doesn't go overlooked, because if he doesn't catch that ball, it's probably 3 runs. That's a lot to dig out from early on.
Indian starter Corey Kluber wins his 3rd, throwing 7 innings of 8 hits, 3 runs, 10 strikeouts, and 4 walk ball as Cleveland picks up a 4-3 win over Houston. Here's Kluber on his start.
They're relentless. First of all, 1 through 9, they got good hitters. The entirety of the lineup. Some of the guys are more aggressive than others. Some of the guys, hit for more power than others. They got a lot of different, different ways they can come at you. Yeah, it's a big play in the game. Obviously, if we're down 2-3-0 after that, it changes things a lot. So you could argue that was probably one of the bigger plays in the game. It didn't really change anything. To be honest with you, I think they had 7 hits the first 3 innings. I think 4 of them really weren't hit hard. So, those are the things that aren't really within your control as a pitcher. You go out there and you try to make a good pitch, and sometimes they're going to get hits like that. And, you know, I think the tough part is to not, you know, try to abandon ship, so to speak, when that sort of thing happens. I think that, you know, you got to be able to take a step back and realize that, you know, you execute your pitch like you wanted to, and, you know, if you continue to do that, most likely things are going to turn around for you.
Friday, the Indians start a series with Seattle. Houston starts a series with the A's.